there's a lot of recognition by lots of people, certainly in North Kent, around the blight that Darford puts on them, and therefore the need for something. And so you have a lot of conversation. So 50% roughly is, you know, sort of would tell you that yes, we need something. Second question then is it in the right place, and what are you doing to minimise it? I mean, a lot of sort of the conversations going on at the moment are really around ancient woodland. Are we minimising and maximising sort of green spaces? How do I get to and from so and so? We've got 20 kilometres of new bridleways and footpaths in Kent, and it's sort of how do they link? We spent actually. We did some engagement, sort of community engagement, about a month ago or two, on exactly that. So there's lots of sort of questions about it. So that's sort of the about the end story. And then there's also a lot of conversations about what happens next. What about construction? How do you make sure that, you know, I don't get disrupted on my way to school or my way to work, etc. So you have this sort of double side of conversations, you know, about the end state and about the sort of, you know, the construction state. And we're really conscious that we are coming in, changing the environment around people, and we've got to do that responsibly and openly. And so that's what this consultation is all about.
And obviously, with the problems at Darford, could you just say maybe talk about what those are?
I mean, Dartford is it's an interesting one. So Dartford was conceived, you know, in terms of thoughts back in the 1920s. It took until the 60s to open the first tunnel. Got delayed by World War II. So, you know, you've got a tunnel there. The westbound bore tunnel was sort of conceived and thought of 100 years ago. Things were very different 100 years later. And it's now, it's been there and opened for 60 years, open for about 12,000 vehicles a day. It's now, if you move forward, we're running at 180,000. You know, there's an extra tunnel and then a bridge. And so the two tunnels and the bridge combined should be taking about 130,000 vehicles a day. And they're taking 180,000 on busy days. And busy days are more frequent than less frequent. And if you are from here, you know, Friday afternoons never a good time, and there's, you know, the list goes on of when they're not good. So I mean, amazingly, 50 million crossings of the tunnel, of the river every year. That's pretty much the population of England. 75% of all sort of channel freight goes across it. So it's a vital lifeline, but it's running over capacity, which leads you to congestion. I suppose the last bit is the tunnels were designed, as I say, in a different era, and they're not really designed for the road traffic of today. So the tunnels themselves, the westbound bore tunnel is too small for the really big trucks, so they have to move over, and if you get the wrong height, they can get stuck. So there's quite often instances where we're pulling people, one truck from left to right and right to left. They're also not designed to take fuel trucks through. So if you go down there on a normal day, you'll see every 15 minutes we stop the traffic on the left-hand bore, on the west bore, and take them through. And all of that means that as the demand builds up, congestion builds up. And then that just blights the whole area. And so you've kind of got this natural thing. And if you are local, it's a lot easier not to go across the river than to go across the river. And if you think about that, that's quite interesting because, yeah, economically, it means this part of Kent's got less access to things north side. So you kind of always got to go south rather than north and south. And it's why you can have blue water and lakeside only a mile apart, because the crossing, because people don't cross it. So the whole corner of the county has been blighted by the fact that Dartford is just difficult and people don't want to go across it. Yet it's incredibly busy. So 50 million people decide to go across it one day, in a year. And all of that sort of is blighting the area. And then more strategically, going back to the huge amount of freight going across it, which feeds the country, feeds the locality. So it's an important economic one. So the idea is Low Thames Crossing alleviates Dartford, doubles the capacity crossing the Thames, and it will actually bring the sort of two economies of Kent and Essex closer together. So suddenly, here in Gravesham, you'll be closer to Basildon than you've ever been before. Now, it depends how you feel about Basildon, of course, whether that's a good thing or not, but it means you've got more access to more things in a shorter period of time. So that's the sort of the background and the logic behind it. It's because we've got an ageing piece of infrastructure that's not fit for purpose that we need to build a relief on.